we've got a visitor. It might be a very small angel has come to visit over there. So he might, if you're lucky, he might come visit you. So a very, very warm welcome to our Christingle service at St. Margaret's. I'm Mike Bissett, I'm the vicar here. And these are strange times. The fact there's so few of you here, which and that you're wearing masks. Because I'm leading, don't have to wear a mask, but the rest of the time I do. And so particularly I'm grateful to Deborah, playing the organ, and Mary and David, who will be reading later on. You will need an order of service, one of those, and a Bethlehem carol sheet. And the only other thing you'll need is an air of expectation. And you'll get your Christingles later on in the service, special little Christingle ceremony there. And you know, I look forward to this service all year, because for me, it kind of marks the beginning of Christmas proper. And there's no better way than with this very special service. And the light reminds us of the light that came into our dark world in Jesus. He was here, Emmanuel, which means God with us. And it was God with us. And I tell you, that was the best thing ever. We get used to it, Christmas and all the rest of it. But it's beyond a miracle. It's extraordinary. It's everything. And I pray that you would grasp something of how high and wide and great is the love of God for us this Christmas. And so our first carol, hello. And we have to keep our masks on for singing, is number 19 in your Bethlehem carol sheets, Once in Royal David's City, number 19. We stand to sing.
Redeeming love.
Please do be seated, and we follow on that first page of our little service booklets. For we will watch for the Lord. We will wait confidently for our God, who will save us. We are in darkness now, but the Lord will give us light, and together. O Lord, you give us light. You dispel our darkness. Let us thank God, our Heavenly Father, for all that Christmas means to us and for his great love in sending Jesus to us as a baby on the first Christmas day and for sharing his life with us. Thank you, Father, for the light of the star which led men to the city of Bethlehem, there to see Jesus, the light of the world. Thank you, Father, for the many gifts we enjoy, and for the work of all who help children in need everywhere. Thank you, Father. So we sing again number one in the Bethlehem carol sheets, O Little Town of Bethlehem, where we stand to sing. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Please be seated as David comes with our first reading. David, thank you.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 60, beginning to read at verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you, the riches of all nations will come. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And Mary with that reading from Ephesians. Thank you, Mary.
Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 to 14. For once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our next carol is number 6, Away in a Manger. And the last verse says, Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Just a great prayer for Christmas and throughout the year. Perhaps to pray that prayer every morning of your life for the rest, or every morning for the rest of your life. Number 6, Away in a Manger. Seated. In a moment, you will all get a Christingle like this. But because I'm the vicar, basically, I have a different Christingle. And understandably, mine's slightly larger. Here we go. So you go. And so we're just going to talk about what the Christingle is about. I know some of you youngsters will know what it is. So what does the orange represent? Anybody? Do you know? Sorry? The world, that's right. The orange is the world. And it's like our Earth floating through space, the only inhabited planet that we've discovered so far, I hear. And around it, there's a red band. You know what the red band means, yes? That's right. It represents Jesus' blood, which is a symbol of God's love for us. And God's love surrounds the whole of the world. There is nothing in the world that God does not love. And that includes you. And it's everything, the planet, the animals, the whole thing. And then there are four sticks with sweets, which represent? Anyone? Four of them? The four seasons, absolutely. Showing your age, those of you know. Do you remember the four seasons? And of course, reminds us that it's all the way through the year, summer, winter, spring, and autumn. But also, I did just wonder whether it's perhaps a bit like the seasons of our life. We have childhood and adolescence and middle age and then old age. And actually, that's part of everything that we are, all of those things. And then the last thing, there's a candle in the middle here. Anyone tell me, anyone have a guess, a wild guess of what the candle is? Yes. That's right, it's Jesus, the light of the world. And so Jesus comes down into our dark world, and John says it was like a light coming into the world. So that's our Christingle, and that's what it all means. But you know, it occurred to me that that you are a bit like the Christingle. That actually, not that you're quite round like that, but that actually that God's love surrounds you, and God's love is with you in all the seasons of your life, and that it's like the candle, God's light is put within you to shine out to you and to others. And of course, the Christingle that you'll get is not like any of the other Christmas presents that you'll get this year. Most of your Christmas presents, I guess, will have been made in China, and they require batteries, they'll have some kind of controller, there'll be chips in them and things like that. But these Christingles, the orange grew, and the Christingle was lovingly made, personally by our little group of Christingle makers. And so nothing like any of the other presents that you will get this Christmas. And so I pray for you as you get these, receive these Christingles, that it'll remind you of the fact that God's love surrounds you, and actually he surrounds you in all the seasons of your life, and he gives you his light into your heart. Now, before we hand out our Christingles, we're going to say our prayers. And if you look on your order of service, there's a response to the prayers. And so when I say, shine your light in the darkness, you reply, the Lord is our light, in him we trust, okay? So, shine your light in the darkness. The Lord is our light, in him we trust. Gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for Jesus Christ our Lord. For he was the Word before all creation. Through him, all things come to be. Not one thing has its being, but through him. Shine your light in the darkness. The Lord is our light. In him we trust. He came to his own, and they did not accept him. But to all who accepted him, he gives the power to become children of God. Shine your light in the darkness. The Lord is our light. In him we trust. The Word was made flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. To you, to our Creator, born as one of us, be all praise and glory. Shine your light in the darkness. The Lord is our light. In him we trust. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now, if you'd like to stay put, and our team of Christingle distributors will give you a Christingle. Thank you very much. I'm going to put this back for a second. You're not going to get one. Perhaps you haven't been good this year. Is that what it is? But then neither's Mary, so that's it. I know. I think they know something you don't. That's it. Now, what we're going to do is going to turn all of the other lights off and we'll blow the candles out. So if you're near a candle, so Andy over there and... I've got the switches here. So turn these off there. And could we blow the candles out on the window ledges, please? Thank you. So, in our service book, please, we come to the bit and we'll sing Silent Night, just the first verse, number 13 in the Bethlehem Carol sheets. We'll just sing very, very quietly, Silent Night.
Silent night, oh.
Like to all blow your candles out. That's everybody. I'll know if you haven't. Yeah. And you, James, yes. And Ali. Oh yeah. No. Whose candle? Thank you very much. So just one candle left. And actually it lights the whole of our church. So we read in John chapter 1. Oh, here we go. I can see a light. Just the one candle. That was like God shining in the darkness. Read in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John, and he came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light
that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." So thank you to our team who made all the Christingles. They are absolutely beautiful. Every year they get better. I'm looking forward to just eating my little hard gums there. Reminder that we have our service of lessons and carols next Sunday at Holy Trinity at 6 o'clock. And then on Christmas Eve, we have our crib services both here and at Holy Trinity. And I pray that you'll find something of the light of Christ shining in your hearts and the hearts of those around you this Christmas time. So let us pray. May the light of Christ shine in our hearts so that we may be filled with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with us all and with those whom we love this Christmas time and forever. Amen. And our closing hymn, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," number 10.
And mercy, man, God has said.
So let us go in the light of Christ to bring light to all whom we meet. With the help of God, we will. Just to wish you a very, very special and blessed Christmas. And thank you for coming. Enjoy your Christingles.